may be in this thing here.
I just come play for the congregation. I don't feel like I have to sing every
time. Well, you sang one anyway. Man, oh man, you got talent.
That's the lady sitting back there. I'd like to get to sing if she would. I don't know if you get her to or not.
Who?
She knows who I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me go back and twist her arm.
Yeah, you may have to. I don't have a...
I won't reach too long. That's all I need.
Somebody will have something they want me to sing. I can't think of nothing. I'm kind of blank.
Anything. Lighthouse.
Romeo
the Tide. They're all good. Yeah.
I don't know that now. I don't know if I do this, the words of this song right or not. I know Brother Rick, which I miss him so bad. We was practicing one night which I didn't use the words. I sung this song the way I remembered it being sung. He said, it's a good thing you was leading that. He said, because you didn't sing a word of it the way it was written down. So,
it'll be all right.
It don't matter. When Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered, no one on that day would stand by his side. He just looked into heaven, to the right hand of the Father, and he rolled him over. I never said a prayer he could not answer, and I've never shed a tear he could not dry. And when the waves of life are so high you can't drown them, he will roll you over. My life becomes a burden. I want to run, but there's no place to hide. I just look up like old Stephen to the right hand of the Father, yeah. And he holds me over. I never said a prayer he could not answer, and I've never shed a tear he could not dry.
What?
When the waves of life are so high you can't mount them, he will hold you over. This song kind of come to me this evening. It's an old inspiration song that's always like. Well, angels bear swiftly this message. I've been saved. It's too high. Let me get it down here. Angels bear swiftly this message. I've been saved by a marvelous grace, and there's one thing that I ask you.
Ministry and word. We're going to go to the word of God tonight. 2 Peter. If you want to open up your Bibles, 2 Peter chapter 2. You can follow along with us tonight. I will say this. It's a rough message. Very timely message. I feel compelled to preach this tonight. And the first of a three-part series. I'm going to preach three messages about this subject tonight. The first one is what Lot saw. The second one is what Lot heard. And the third one will be what Lot did. But we want to read tonight out of 2 Peter chapter 2. We're going to read quite a few verses there. And if the Lord help us tonight, I want to preach tonight on lessons from Lot. Pray for me tonight. I'm kind of hoarse. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Our text verse right here. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanliness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. We could read on, but I'll stop our reading there tonight for sake of time. We want to preach, if God would help us tonight from this text, lessons from Lot. I want to preach tonight on what Lot saw. Just got one point, but it'll be a while. Father God, we love you tonight. Lord, how true it is we dwell among wicked people. Lord, we're saved. We love you. We'd like more than anything to be in heaven tonight. Lord, found down here, we're like our Savior. We humble ourselves and wait for the coming of our Savior to take us out of this place of the damned. I pray, dear Father, tonight you could pull back the veil. Lord, dear God, tonight, let us see this situation as it really is. The wickedness of it and Lord, the sinfulness of it. God, I pray you'll help us, Lord, that it might just turn our stomach tonight to think, Lord, along the lines of what Lot saw. Give me, Lord, clarity, Father, of speech tonight. Give me words, I pray, that be seasoned with grace. Get words, Lord, that be anointed from on high. The Lord, if there be, Father, one here tonight, that they might realize that this is serious. Help us, Lord, I pray. Lord, you're no respecter of persons, and I dare not be myself. And Father, this message will be aired here tonight. Lord, it'll be aired on the airways, and I pray you'll help me not to censor, Lord, what you put upon my heart, but to say clearly what the Word of God says about this subject tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you and ask it all. Amen. Lot. Oh boy, I'm got a lot in common with Lot. We all do. And the day he was living in, things that Lot saw, some of them just for thought tonight, he saw corruption. He saw compromise. And he saw change. You better be careful about that word change. We just had a man get elected with that one word change. He promised change, but you better be careful because the kind of change might not be the kind you want. Amen? I mean, I like change. I agree, but I want the right kind of change. Amen? I mean, I don't want to see jobs sent somewhere else. I don't want to see people suffer. I don't want to see people struggle. And I tell you what, I want to see change, but the kind of change I want to see is like that lady on that CD I gave Christy this morning, and Margaret listened to it today, that testimony of Rachel Lee Carter. I'd like to see that kind of change on everyone in America and in the rest of the world, that they just get an overdose of Jesus and let everything else go and live for Him and love Him all the days of their life. Amen. But I want you to know what Lot saw in that. Lot saw a sick society. That's what we've come down to. We've come down to a sick society. A sex-crazed, sick society that's sick in the head. The Bible said their whole head is sick. And I'm telling you, I can't wait for the Lord to come get me out, Sister Emily, and I better have my fill of it. I'm a saved man of God. I love people with the love of God. But I'll tell you what, it's got me to the point, boy, I'm telling you, I'd like to get out of here. The sooner the better. What are you doing, brother? And I'm waiting for Him to come. And as soon as He comes, I'm believing, amen. I want you to know, verse 8 said right there, that righteous man dwelling among them in sin. Lot saw abominations. Let me say this real quickly. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4. As clear can be. It says marriage is honorable in all. The bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. That's clear. I don't know how in the world anybody could miss that. You know, we've come down to a sad day, just like Lot came down to a sad day, and Lot saw abominations, and in Leviticus chapter number 18, verse number 22, and Leviticus chapter number 20, verse number 13, it said it's an abomination in the sight of God. I want to go on record right now, I'm against it. Believe it or not, I can't believe it myself, but I will give him credit for this. Even Joel Osteen said it was a wicked sin. Boy, that caught him off guard. They wasn't expecting him to say that. But even that hireling Joel Osteen said that homosexuality was a sin. Let me say this to the homosexual. He can repent. He can come out of it. Yes, he can be saved from it. I doubt he will. I think their conscience is seared with a hot iron. But I want you to know, Lot saw abominations. He saw abominations worthy of death. And God said in verse number 23 that God abhorred them because of that. And also God destroyed them because of that. Genesis chapter number 19, verses 24 and 25. God came down. And I'll tell you what, when God comes down, it's not going to be good. It's going to be good if you're saved. But if you're not saved, God comes down, buddy, you better prepare to meet your God. I'm telling you what, God came down. And in Genesis chapter number 19, in verse number 24, here's what he said. He said, "And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city which grew up on the ground." I'm telling you, God came down. He destroyed the wickedness of that place. Oh me. And he made them an example. The Bible said in verse number 6 that he overturned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, turned them into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that should live, those that after should live ungodly. I'll tell you what, boy, America flaunts its sin. You know, the biggest thing now about the presidential candidacies, you know, the guys that are trying to get elected, you know, the biggest thing they'll ask them, how are they for same-sex marriage or how they feel about abortion? They won't ask them nothing legitimate, nothing that matters. They'll say, "How do you feel about same-sex unions?" And I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd get up and slap somebody if they asked me that. And then say, "How do you feel about abortion?" I'd just be quick set in them, but murder in the sight of God. The Bible said that the fruit of the womb is His reward. It says children are inherited from the Lord. And what do you think God thinks about abortion? I'll tell you exactly what He thinks. It ought not be so. Oh, me. Oh, He made them an example. Romans chapter 1 says there without excuse. I know people say it's not in the New Testament. It's Old Testament only. Well, let's get an update. Romans chapter number 1. Oh, it's prayers of Baal in there. I'll read quite a bit of it. I know we don't read enough Bible. But in Romans chapter 1 verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness." Do you remember that verse right there? In 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 2, it said the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And here it is in Romans. It said men who hold the truth and unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I got a thing out there on my car that says you can know that you wasn't born gay. I know it's a lie. Being promoted, a lot of people believe in a lie. But I'll tell you right now, God didn't make that. It comes straight from the devil. It's satanic, it's sinful, it's wicked. He said, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man. Now, I want you to understand what that verse just said. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man. Man's corrupt. His mind is corrupt. I'm telling you, there ain't much good in man. But God put His treasure in earthen vessels. And praise God, thanks for that treasure, I got some good in me. I got Jesus in me. Of the hope of glory. But I want you to know, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and birds and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping men. Men worship anything but the living God. Aaron made that golden calf, and he said, Israel, these be thy gods that brought thee out of Egypt. And they was quick to worship him. They turned aside quickly, made God mad. It says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed, here it is again, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one to another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was mad. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Oh, it's not just in the Old Testament. I'm telling you, we read a couple more verses, we'll go back to Peter. Being filled with all unrighteousness, that's what that is, it's unrighteousness. Fornication, that's wickedness. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. You know one thing now today, we got a couple of young girls here, Peyton and her cousin, Brittany, she's still pretty young. This world will try to get you to disobey your mom and dad. And I want you to know, back on that wall back there, I think it's the sixth commandment. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. Now I want you to know, God wants children to honor their mother and father. And when children rise up against their mom and dad, I want you to know that'll come with a price. And I'm telling you, buddy, you better not do that. But it says here that they were disobedient to parents without understanding. One of the reasons we got such a big problem, they don't teach our children the love and nurture of God in our schools no more. They teach them New Age. They teach them, you know, evolution, anything but creation, anything but Bible, anything but something worth teaching children. Thank God for Sunday school. Glory to God. Bring a child up right. Teach them right. Love them right. Our schools ain't nothing but full of devils. Amen. Without understanding, covetousness, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them. They don't want to just sin, they want you to sin too. But I'll tell you what, Joshua chapter 5, verse 13, Joshua saw a man, he saw a man with a sword drawn in his hand. And he went up to him and he said, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat. That's about the way we look at it, ain't it? Are you a Republican or you're a Democrat? I'll tell you what the answer was. He didn't say, I'm a Republican or Democrat. The answer was, I'm of the Lord's host. And the Bible said Joshua got down on his knees and worshiped. I'll tell you what, we better quit worrying about voting for Republicans and Democrats. We better start getting on the Lord's side, amen. Listen, you might not think your vote matters, but I will say this. Be careful who you vote for this year. Make sure you do your homework. Oh me. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? Exodus chapter 32, verse 26. There's a lot of people today, hey, I'm on the Lord's side. Well, in works they deny Him. Oh, they might give Him some lip service. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you love Him all right. It don't line up. It don't add up. I'll tell you what, if you love the Lord, Jesus said, why say you love me and do not the things I say? If you love Him, He said, if you be my disciples, He said, continue you in my word and you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. The truth is a lie. Don't follow a lie. Don't live a lie. Rise above that lie by the word of God. Seek the truth. Find it out. Oh me, who's on the Lord's side? Boy, it's cheap today, ain't it? Forget about trying to be politically correct. You know what? I've been doing a little bit of looking on the internet. You know where the gay capital of the world used to be, San Francisco? You know where the gay capital of the world is today? Anybody know? See, we're really educated. And I just like it. I didn't know too until it was on the internet. It said the gay capital and it listed them in order, 10 of them. Number one on the list was Utah. You know who the governor of Utah is? Mitt Romney. The governor of Utah, the Mormon capital of the world, Utah. It's the gay capital of the world. I'm a little bit leery. Now, I'm not politicking. I'm not on the stump tonight. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be like you. I'm going to cast my vote as carefully and prayerfully as I can. But I want you to know the gay community said this one thing, and it really got my attention. It said they attributed their rise to churches condoning their lifestyle. Now, that ought not be so. We ain't got a preacher today. We won't preach against it. You know what they're afraid of, Sister Emmeline? They're afraid that if they speak against homosexual lifestyle, that it'll be called hate speech, and they'll take away their tax number. Well, listen, if they do take away our tax number, I want you to know this. My Lord paid His taxes. He told Peter, He said, are the children free? And Peter said, no. And He said, will you go down there and cast a line into the sea and catch that fish, bring him in, open his mouth, get out that piece of gold, and go pay your taxes and mine. Amen. They hold that over your head. I'd be ashamed that I wouldn't preach against a wicked sin like that because of losing my tax number. Listen, if it comes down to it, I'll pay the taxes. If I have to, I'll get a second job. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be bought. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be censored. I'm going to preach the Word of God. Y'all run me off, you want to, but I'm not going to censor the Word of God. I've got an answer to God. I've already got a fearful looking in the judgment already for trying to preach things and be as nice and kind as I can. But some things you can't be nice about. This is one of them, amen. The gay community contributed their rise by churches condoning the gay lifestyle. I say God forbid. I say the churches that condone the gay lifestyle, they don't represent my Lord. I'll tell you right now, He loves the homosexual. I do. But He don't condone the homosexual lifestyle. He bids them come out of it. If a man come in here was a homosexual, a woman come in here was a lesbian, I do my best to tell them about the love of God. I do my best to win them to God. I do my best to tell them they need to come out of that and be separate from that and live righteous God that's over in this present evil world. And I'll tell you right now that Jesus can set you free. Amen. I don't care what the bondage is. God said to the churches in Isaiah chapter 58 verse number 1, He said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their sins. You know what the problem is today? People won't preach against sin. God called me to preach 24 years ago. I still remember the day when God called me to preach. He told me He wanted me to preach against sin. The very first message God ever gave me, and I didn't preach it for a year. I was afraid if I preached that message, I wouldn't have one to preach. What's Romans chapter 6, verse number 23? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I kept that on the back burner forever and ever and ever. I was afraid to preach it because I thought, man, if I preach that message, I won't have one to preach if I get called upon. But I want you to know, God said the wages of sin is death. Don't go that way. Go the other way. The gift of God. Whew. Oh me. Paul said to Timothy, he said, Timothy, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come, and we're there, we've arrived. He said, the time will come. They'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own, notice this word, lust. Shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? And again, they shall turn away their ears. Here's this word. From the truth. And shall be turned unto fables. Those little girls, they was wanting to sing tonight. And I didn't mind singing. Mary Had a Little Lamb. But she'll be coming around the mountain. That's one of them songs. It's not a spiritual hymn. I don't want to sing that in the Lord's house. I know they're young and I want to be careful. I love those little girls. But I want to sing songs about Him in His house. I want to exalt Him while I'm in His house. But I want you to know it's a sad day when they come into the house of God and they don't want to sing about Him and they don't want to preach about Him and they want to tell some fable and tickle some ear. Amen. It's about Him. Apart from Him, we ain't got no reason to gather tonight. I'm telling you, it's all about Him. This Bible says, "Lo, I come." In the volume of the book, it's written of me. And I want you to know from page to page, to cover to cover, it's about Jesus. Amen. Oh, He said, "They'll be turned unto fables." I'm telling you, I went home from church one day from up here. And I got off on the exit there at Glasgow. And there's a church dismissing right there. And they came out of that church wearing flip-flops and shorts and halter tops. And I'll tell you what, I looked at, turned my stomach. I almost had to pull over and throw up. It ought not be so. I'm telling you, we ought to look our best. We ought to wear our best. We ought to come in and sing our best. We ought to come in and worship Him in spirit and truth because He is worthy. Glory to God. Oh, it's a sad day when people compromise. That's what Lot saw. He saw people compromise on their conviction. They said, "Well, you know, it's not really that bad. I don't know how that got started. I know where it got started. It got started from Satan to come out of the pits of hell because God set all kind of evidence, all kind of examples. He made of Sodom and Gomorrah an example to the world. All that hereafter should live ungodly. But He said they'll be turned from the truth and be turned into fables." Oh me. I'll tell you what. Paul told Timothy, he said, "You reprove, you rebuke, but also you exhort." Exhort means encourage those that are still living for God. Reprove and rebuke means warn those that are living ungodly and wickedly. He said also in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, he said this. He said, "The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits." And listen to this. "And doctrines of devils." I believe that's a doctrine of devils. Someone say the gay lifestyle. You know what they said this? I can't believe it. They said that Jesus and John were homosexuals. They said that David and Jonathan had a homosexual lifestyle. Because David said that their love was more than that of women. That just meant they had such an esteem of each other. They thought so much of each other that nothing else mattered. And I want you to know when Jonathan took off his breastplate and his armor and his girdle and he gave it to David, he's just saying, "You're the rightful king and I want you to have it more than me." Amen. That's what Jesus did for us. He took off His righteousness and gave it to us. I'll tell you what, you better be careful about matters like that. Those doctrines of devils. It said they speak in lies, in hypocrisy. And I'll tell you what, they're having their conscience seared again with a hot iron. Oh me. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul here again, boy, he's right on the money. He said this, "Know also that in the last days," that's what we're living at, we're in the last days. He said, "Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those of good. You live righteous, godly, and sober in this world, they'll crucify you in a heartbeat. They'll label you as one of them goody two-shoes. They'll label you as one of them holy rollers. But I'll tell you what, they might despise you because you're good, but it's only because they see their own." You know why Cain killed his brother? The Bible said because his works were righteous, his brother's works were righteous, and his was evil. Amen. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. There it is again. More than lovers of God. Oh me. He said, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." There's that word truth again. "Now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life and purpose and faith and long-suffering and charity and patience. Oh me. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24 verse 12, and because iniquity, that means sin, because iniquity shall abound, it says the love of many shall wax cold. I tell you what, if you love the Lord, you won't be caught up in this mess. If you love the Lord, I'll tell you what, you'll come out from among you. If you love the world, you'll say it's wrong. You know, there used to be an old fairy tale, and this king, he went out one day. I don't know all the story, it's been a long time, but he went out with no clothes on. Everybody said, King, you look so nice, your clothes look so nice. And there was some little girl, some little boy said, he's naked. And all of a sudden, buddy, everybody saw it like it was. The problem is we just won't speak against it. The problem is we're making exceptions. The problem is we're passing laws. The problem is we ain't got nobody up in the White House that's had any kind of morals or any kind of convictions or anybody, anything like this. And we need to throw them all out and get somebody in there. Tell you what, when Jesus comes in, Brother Melvin, he's going to throw them out. He's going to clean house. The Bible said the government's going to be on his shoulder, Brother Alvis, and I'll be glad when he does, because I'll tell you what, buddy's going to rule the right arm, and there ain't going to be none of this politically correct, ain't going to be none of this breaking and bending the laws and rewriting the laws, calling evil good and good evil. I'm telling you, it's going to land on the plummet line, and it's going to be righteousness. He's going to reign in righteousness. Amen. I'll tell you what Lot saw. He saw abominations. And I wanted to go on record. I'm against same-sex unions. And they're an abomination in the sight of my God. I'll tell you what, it's been a sad day when the gay community contributed their success and their rise in popularity because churches condone the same-sex union. They're ordaining homosexuals and lesbians. And I'll tell you what, my Lord didn't do that. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He did not do that. And they have no part with Him. Those that do that, I'll tell you what, buddy, they'll have a rough judgment. I don't know whether they're saved or not. I'm not fit to judge them in that category. But I'll tell you one thing, I can judge what they're doing is wrong. I'm telling you right now, it's sin, it's wicked, it's abomination in the sight of my God. It's abomination in my sight, it'll be abomination in your sight. And if not, you need to have someone give you some eyesight. You might be able to see how wicked it is. Amen. But I'll tell you what we can learn from Lot. Buddy, he saw some abominations. He saw abominations worthy of death. He saw abominations that God abhorred. And he saw abominations that God saw fit to destroy, making them an example to those that should live ungodly hereafter. And he said they was without excuse. And I'll tell you right now, nothing much has changed. That's one thing I like about God. He said, I changed not. His word, He changed not. He settled in the heavens and commanded to 1,000 generations. And He said, you do well to take heed. I'm not for sale. No church should be for sale. I pity these politicians that are for enough money are willing to condone things. So they've got these, I forgot what they call them now, that lottery, something like that. They come in there with money and try to sway them and say, hey, you say this, okay, and we'll give you dump truck loads full of money. Some kind of lottery and something, what they call it, I don't know. The money laundering or something like that, to go in there and try to buy these politicians to pass these ungodly laws. I'll tell you what, we're ripe for judgment. It's 5 minutes till six. Lobbyists, thank you. Lobbyists, thank you, Brother Melvin. I couldn't get that word out for nothing. And they go in there and they take that money and they put it on their nose and they say, look over this. Here's money, look over it. And they'll take that money and they'll say, alright, I'll tell you right now, God's not going to look over it. He's not going to be bought with money. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a rough judgment. And I'm told you nobody, everyone's going to stand and give an account to Him. And everyone's going to bow the knee to Him. Everyone's going to confess that He's Lord. And it's going to be rough for some. And the Bible said some are going to be beaten with many stripes. And some are going to be beaten with few stripes. I don't know where Brother Eddie's at. I just know I'm saved. And I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. Amen. If you ain't saved tonight, just by the hour of the day we're living in, you ought to get saved. This wickedness has been rising up, Sister Emmeline. It's coming up. Down there in Lot's day, the cry of it came up to God. God came down to see how bad it was. I'll tell you what, the cry of these abused is coming up today. It's sick. It's sick that someone would have the mind to abuse a child. I brought two precious little girls with me to church tonight. What a blessed honor. I love little children. I've always loved them. I don't know how anybody could not love little children. It takes a sick mind to abuse a child. I can't stomach the thought. If I ever come up on someone abusing a child, I have to admit I'll get in trouble. I won't be able to walk away. You little girls, anybody ever hurt you, you tell old Brother Eddie. I'll tell you right now, I'll be standing on their doorstep and we'll have a talk and it won't be very polite. I'll tell you right now, it's turned my stomach that someone would stoop that low, that sin could get that wicked, that people would have a mind so wicked, so seared with a hot iron, that they'd be willing to abuse a little child, an innocent little child. I'll read about them in the aftermath. It doesn't happen. They find the remains of them. They find where a little girl got buried alive with her teddy bear after a man done what he wanted to do, and it wouldn't pay me to meet him. It just wouldn't. I just don't believe I could hold back what I feel about something like that. And a little girl, a little 9-year-old girl, dismembered, put in a deep freeze. I just can't stomach that. I just can't. I got enough of a man in me. I just can't. I mean, I'll be honest, I have to take up for him. I'd have to come and do what I could. I believe we've come down to a sick day. I believe we've come down to a sad day. I believe we've come down to a sinful day. And if you're here lost tonight, it'd be a good night to get saved. Because I'm telling you what, God's not going to tolerate. I can't believe He hadn't already come. And I'll tell you right now what will provoke Him to come is when He hears the cries of these that have been abused. When He hears the cries of these, I'm telling you what, that have been molested and everything else. He's not going to refrain. He's coming. Get everybody to stand. Get Brother Melvin, please, Brother. Brother Richard to come and help us with the invitation on Him tonight. Listen, it's all about Him. Only He can save. But let me say this, He will save. He'll save the most wretched, wicked, vile individual there is. That's why He came in this world, was to save sinners. And there ain't no big, little sinners. We've just all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I encourage you, if you're lost tonight, I encourage you, come right now. I mean, run down here and say, Lord, I needed to do this a long time ago, but I want to take care of it. I want to get saved tonight. I want to leave out of this wickedness. I want to leave out when you come. I don't want to be left behind. Listen, when they take the church out, it's going to be so great a darkness, all this stuff's going to escalate. All this stuff's going to be more tolerated. Right now, the only thing holding it back is the light and the love of God from the church. Amen. Amen, Sister Gayla. You need to come tonight. You come. 181. As I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that He's begging you to come, tell me come. Are you coming? Well, He's bidding you to come. I come just as I am and waiting not. Here's what you need to do. If my soul of one dark blood to Thee whose blood can cleanse I come. We'll sing one more verse. Oh, I wish you'd come tonight. Not because of me, but because of Him. I wish you'd realize how much He loves you. I wish you realized how much he suffered just so you could be saved. I wish you'd come tonight. Get somebody by the hand and say, let's go. I need to go. Oh God, I come. I come. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, I've done everything I know to do. That kind of preacher ain't popular. I don't get no joy at a preacher like that. But I'll tell you one thing. If I hadn't preached that message tonight, I believe I'd have died. I had to get that off my chest. Anybody got a testimony tonight? Something on your heart. I'd like to say thank you for coming. If you can, try to come the next two Sunday nights. We'll finish this series up. The other two will be a whole lot like what he heard tonight. I'll tell you. God bless you, Sister Gail. Amen. That's right. We can't thank him enough. That's true. He merits our soul's best songs. He's worthy to receive honor and glory. He may not ever get it, but he's worthy. God bless you, Sister Gayla. Anybody else got anything on your heart? It's 6 o'clock.
Appreciate the message, though. I hadn't heard no preaching on kids for a while. I mean, they said, you know, we need to live up to it. Need to learn and abide, you know. We still keep on learning, I guess, over the kids, you know. We need to try to keep his word the best we can, you know.
Amen.
Do that which is right.
Amen.
And that kind of, live up to that kind of preaching, and that'll do the world one bar, you know.
Yeah.
Keep us out of the fire if we live up to what it says.
God said in the book of Ezekiel, if I didn't warn you, he'd require my blood, for your blood in my hand. I'm pure tonight. I've delivered the message. I wished I had a multitude here tonight. I wish there was hundreds here. And hopefully by way of the internet, hundreds will be able to hear this message. They may crucify me, I don't know, but I'll be honest with you. It'd be all right if they do. I got to answer to God. I'm more fear of God than I do man. If you don't fear God, you better. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Paul said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, he said, we persuade men. God's not no laughing matter. I'll tell you what, buddy, you're going to have to stand before him one day. It's not going to be like the Wizard of Oz. I'll tell you what, the Bible said, he's a consuming fire. Be good to be on good ground when you stand before God. Thanks to Calvary, I'm on good ground. Amen. Anybody else got anything on your heart tonight? I'll let you go.
I just thank God for saving me.
God bless you, Brother Bobby. Amen. Don't get no better than that. He said, I just want to thank God for saving me. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so little. We're just getting lined tonight. Thank God for saving me. God bless you, Brother Bobby. Anybody else?
The Bible said more to know it. So, in the Word of God, where is eternal life? You know, within the Word of God, we need to know the hidden living.
That's right.
The way he tells us, there's lots to learn in there.
That's right.
You keep learning. Yeah.
That's right. You know, we all need to pray one for another. We all need to encourage one another. We're all tempted. We're all tried. We're all troubled on every side, every one of us. Till we get to heaven, this ain't home. This is the enemy's territory. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be lied to. You're going to be pulled in this direction, pulled in that direction. Let this right here lead you. As a matter of fact, the psalmist said in Psalms 23, he said that God leads him in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let God lead you. Let him lead in your life. Anyone else tonight? If not, Brother Bobby, you care to dismiss us for a word of prayer, brother?